All right, welcome back to the 12 Hours of Ocala as we find ourselves getting closer and closer to that noon hour. We're now at 10:30, 10:28 to be exact, on the clock. When that clock in turn three hits 12:00 for noontime, the red light will come on. All activity will cease on the track, and the teams will all gather at the front stretch to find out who has been victorious and who has... Everybody has actually won something here. They've won some pride, some respect, and it's awful awesome to see all of these vehicles still moving after 12 hours of racing. Jack Smith joins me. How's it going, Jack? Well, you went to Bradenton last night for the first leg of the Triple Crown. Now making it up here, you'll be in Lakeland tonight talking with me on the Saturday Night Live, and then we'll be Sunday watching what happens back here at Ocala.
Yeah, these guys are so we got what, like eight or nine?
I believe there's
nine out there rolling around.
Still rolling. There's actually one in the pits right now getting fuel again, I believe. I think the 74 and, Oak Tree Motorsports is in the pits getting fuel.
So the clock on the scoreboard clock. Now that's a new phrase for a racetrack. The scoreboard clock.
Yeah, it's counting down.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters here is time and laps. The lead group of cars over 1,800 laps so far.
Now, my understanding is that the people who are actually leading this race don't know they're leading, actually, do they?
Correct. The idea has been to keep them somewhat in the dark so that we, number one, didn't have anybody fudge the gray area and take out somebody trying to end their evening, which I don't think they would have, but we just wanted to make sure.
So who are the folks out here driving? We have who's driving that 16?
You have no idea because they have team drivers, and it could be any one of three drivers.
Isn't that Tommy King's truck?
It's Tommy King's truck, and Tommy King is on the list, and he probably started this mess at midnight, but I'm not sure he's still in it. So we just call him by the team name.
I gotcha.
So the Tommy King truck is known as the Thrashers, and the Thrashers are doing okay. They're holding their own, so to speak. The 3D is the vehicle I was telling you about. Came all the way from Tennessee. That's the Nance team. It's the only team with a female co-driver in it. And I believe she may be in the car right now.
So you have an airport shuttle.
Yep.
You got a street stock.
Well, the airport shuttle is the only minivan. It's a Mazda MPV minivan. And he's been clicking off laps all night long. He's only had to get gas probably three times, maybe four, compared to everybody else doing five or six fuel stops, because he went like, I want to say 326 laps.
Well, that looks like the airport shuttle or something.
Well, that was why they were having fun with it, I guess, and they called it the airport shuttle. We had one figure eight car that fell out early. We've got one truck, the Tommy King truck that you mentioned. We have
shuttles,
a couple of
shuttles. Mike Peters back and forth between here and his 737, right?
Oh,
yeah. And we have, they got all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Sponsored by Frankie's Tires. Looks like they're going in for tires. They're the only one that blew a tire during the night. They blew a left front tire.
So you got some four-cylinder cars out there. Right?
Yep, they got one bomber car that's stripped out with a roll cage in it for a bomber car, the green number 60, actually, but he didn't use speed tape. So
after you've observed this all night, what kind of car do you think would be a wise choice for a thing like this?
A really fast mini stock that gets really good gas mileage.
So you don't have to stop as often?
Correct. So you don't have to stop as often.
Okay.
And you've got to get it to where it'll stay right on the bottom of the track. Go the short way around.
And how many drivers per team?
Three drivers per team.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule.
Okay.
Three drivers per team. Didn't want anybody to get out here and get too tired, run into the wall or anything.
Yeah, so
and amazingly enough now, we've been going for 12 hours. We started with 16 vehicles. Nobody
basically touched. Well, you've been going for 10 and a half hours.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We've been going for 10 and a half hours, but nobody has actually hit anybody and spun them out or done anything else weird. We've had three cautions, one for debris, one for an axle coming out of the O2 and the rear tire coming off, and then one for a blown motor. But that's it. Think about it.
So in 10.5 hours, three coffees.
Bill, you're saying that they're racing each other clean.
That is the trick, and they're from all kinds of different genres of racing. That's why I said the next idea I have is Ocala's 3 hours of Ocala every Saturday night. You put everybody on the track. You score the late models separate from the mini stocks and stuff, but they all run together, and they just stay out of each other's way. And they'll probably do a much better job.
They did pretty good at Bradenton last night in the opening leg of the Triple Crown. They had 20 cars, and they only had three cautions. None of them were, they were all very minor spins. Nobody got a car tore up or anything.
Well, I still think that...
That was amazing.
10.5 hours of racing, and you still got 1.5 hours to go. Now it's crunch time, and now it's protect yourself time. So if you've been doing well all night and you know you're fairly well off, you need to make sure you take it easy on the equipment. You don't want it to blow up or break down at this point.
Yeah, so this is like basically driving from Ocala to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Somewhere like that. It's going to be about, like you said, probably about 750 to 850 miles.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Something like that.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Depending on which way you go around the track, it's a 3/8 mile inside, and it's probably real close to a half mile if you're running that high line like Tommy King and a couple of others were doing most of the night, trying to stay out of the way of the slower ones on the bottom. So
amazing.
Anyway, sometimes you just have to check up and give yourself some room and slow down and...
So what's the average length of time that these guys are out there before they switch off?
I've seen some of them do, you know, just over 250, 225 laps, something like that, for the big 22-gallon tanks. Now, the 16-gallon tank in the 3B, I think he's only been able to make about 210, but once again, he only had 16 gallons and he made it that far, so he's doing better than everybody else. The other trick here is that most of them are running 18 to 25 second laps, the ones that are still on the track. They're averaging between 62 miles an hour and 45 miles an hour. Not to pick on our minivan buddies as he's back out there, but they're averaging about 45 miles an hour. But they're very steady. You know, they may get you to the airport on time, but...
So somebody's going to pick up $5,000, right?
$5,000. The other trick is that four of these that are still on the track are guaranteed not to be in the money. They're not going to get anything because only the top five get paid.
That's right.
So they're doing it for pride, honor, and team, which is awesome.
Since they don't know where they are, maybe they think...
Well, they understand, and that's the whole point. You can't tell them where they're finishing at, or else they'd go, well, wait a minute, I'm this many laps behind, there's only this many laps left, I can quit. We don't want that. We want to keep digging.
So ask Mike what he thinks about this so far.
Well, I'll get Mike to sit down. He's over here hanging out, trying to keep Mom happy for a minute. She's been really nice to us all night long with food and drinks and stuff.
Yeah, so is this what do you think so far of this event?
I think it's awesome, man. The drivers are loving it. Lots of positive feedback all night long from drivers in the pits. They all said they're really looking forward to it next year. The ones that said they were going to have cars and didn't said they're definitely going to do it next year.
Yeah. Can you share what you shared with me about 9 in the morning about the break-even point, make it or don't make it? And I said, well, even if you lost money, you sure got the name out, the word out, and you told me you're doing okay.
Mike can't remember.
You're not losing your tail here, so to speak.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? This is just for the drivers anyways. Like I said from the beginning, whether we had anybody show up in the grandstands or not, wanted to present a new challenge to the drivers. And I'll tell you what, man. Tell me anybody else that's gone out there and run 1,800 laps. That takes some grit.
Even our statistician here, who's been keeping the scoring and taking care of the...
Is that where we are right now? Is 1,800 approximately?
Yeah, we're 18, just over 1,830.
So it's going to end up being over 2,000 if they keep the rate.
I would think
rate.
So, yeah. Unless they have another red come up or something that happens to slow them down for a while. But you know, like I say, 2,000 laps, probably 750, 800 miles.
Yeah, this is a true test of teamwork.
Stamina.
What?
And vehicle, how well they've kept these vehicles in reality.
Absolutely.
Have you had any thoughts about the time? Would next year, would you consider, like, doing it the same time frame or changing the time?
I'm thinking, like, 24 hours next year.
Lunatics. Absolute lunatics own these racetracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut my mouth.
You should see the look he got from behind him just then. Yeah.
See that.
Hey, this is a true test of man and machine against man and machine. Teamwork in the pits. One of these cars out here has been running 4 and 5 minute pit stops, which for their particular car is outstanding. They're doing a driver change, tire changes, complete fuel stop, 4 minutes.
The one car from Tennessee could have driven home and back 4 times already.
Absolutely. That's hard to fathom.
It's amazing. And it's so cool that somebody that far away would actually get the bug in the ear and decide to load their car up and come
down. That's that
3B. Yeah, it's a nice looking car.
It is.
And now, it started the evening nice and clean on this side. Look at the exhaust where it comes out pretty high. They have the exhaust pointed upward. And started out nice and clean, but it's gotten a little dirtier as it's cleaned some soot out of the motor. It's actually cleaned the motor.
You know, one thing these cars need is a good. You need a portable stereo system or something.
Oh, don't laugh. The MPV has his stereo still installed with speakers.
Sure.
The 60 was talking to the pits on his cell phone.
Yeah.
He was calling using his cell phone.
Need some good driving music, man.
That 60 car has only pitted 3 times.
Golden earring or something.
3 pit stops, that's it.
Yeah, he's on cruise control and getting really great gas mileage. I couldn't drive from here to Word Troll. 12 hours would take me somewhere in the North Carolina, I guess. I couldn't do that on 3.
So it's only about 9 hours to Charlotte.
Okay, well, it would take
Orlando.
Me to West Virginia or way all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I couldn't do that on 3 gas stops. It would take me a couple more. Wow, not to mention the pit stops to just go potty and grab a bite to eat. Anyway, the MPV in the...
They can't smoke in the car either, can they?
Why not? At this point, I wouldn't think it'd be a big deal. The cars are smoking already. We had the MPV in the middle of the night about 4.5 hours ago or so. Blew the right front or left front tire. It blew the... Left or right, I don't even remember now. But he went into the pit and his entire crew was asleep. And so he had to wake him up to get the tire changed.
Had to wake him up to get it changed.
Yep.
That's cool.
And I see now several cars in the last 10 or 12 laps have started to get fairly loose. You can see them turning sideways a lot more. Tommy King's starting to get a little sideways and so forth.
Dumb question, did any of the neighbors think that they entered the Twilight Zone?
No. And he had Mike and the guys had a contingency plan in case somebody complained enough the cops come over and said, hey, you've got to shut this down. He would have turned on the red light, stopped the cars exactly where they were, come back at 6 o'clock in the morning, turn the green on, and off we go.
Right. Makes sense.
So it still would have been 12 hours. It would have just been 3 hours of a break or whatever it might have been. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, on the 7th of... you know, next week we have a TBARA night.
Yep. Tuesday night.
The 7th we have the Outlaw Modified night.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. They're all going to bring them in and
all the little four cylinders.
We're working on a Halloween program. We thought it might be appropriate to have Don Nerone and John Sapricone and a couple of their fellows on...
dressed up as the ghouls?
No, ghouls. They're into it. So we were looking for something scary for Halloween, and they fit the bill.
Yeah. I noticed in the pit office down here...
Yeah.
They've got a quote that John Sapricone said on our show.
Which was...
Don
America has been good to me?
No. Don Nerone will do anything I tell him.
Ah, yes. That was a great classic.
Yeah, that was nice.
He's got one on his wall that says John Sapricone.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Well, without giving away any of the hardened facts, let's see what's going on here. It looks like the 0-2 now falls further down the leaderboard, so to speak. And I would say that several vehicles are well within a couple of laps of each other. There could be some changes here before the end of this one because we still got an hour and 15 minutes to go. Getting excited, actually, that it's going to get over at some point.
Yeah.
It finally ends.
Amazing. I can imagine.
Hey, wait, come here. Hang on, come here. You got to share this with everybody. Identify yourself first, because nobody knows who you are when you just start talking.
I'm Angie, the other owner.
Okay, and you were talking about the people in the pits. What did they have to say about it?
There's a pile of guys standing in the pits just saying, is this thing ever going to get over?
Okay. I know. I saw somebody took off and went to leave the McDonald's or Burger King or something, because there was bags everywhere of people eating breakfast sandwiches and drinking orange juice and stuff. So I'm sure that they made a run. It'll be three wide again, and maybe four almost.
After 12 hours, three wide, round 1 and 2.
Oh, almost got a little tap there, but not happening.
We don't need to do three wide.
Now, we had a couple of misjudgments. The 74, about an hour and a half ago, misjudged turn 4 and got a little bump. Yep. Somebody let him know that there's a few laps between her. That could be her. I believe that is her in the car. Sure looks like the stature of a her. So they are doing a great job. I tell you what, no matter where the 3B finishes, they are doing a great job.
So how did the crowd like? Did people?
Well, the early evening crowd when they started, there was probably a good 150 people or so spread out around here. It went down to about 10 or 12, and, you know, 3 in the morning.
Is he blowing smoke? Is this Bill Green smoke?
But then it went back up. It's back up now to about 70 or 60. Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down in turn 4. Are you still awake down there in turn 4? Wave at me. They have been there on and off all night long. They are hanging in there. If anybody gets prizes, they're going to get it.
Tell them I have prizes if they want to walk up here. I'm not walking down there.
Okay. In fact, the track owner says if you'll come down this way right now, you need some exercise. You've been sitting there a long time. Come on down to the tower. We're going to give you some stuff. Come on.
Prizes.
The two red shirts and the
good
gray.
Good stuff.
Come on.
Free. It's free stuff.
There you go. Free stuff. Never pass up anything free. Oh, he's got to get his boots back on. Last one here doesn't get as much as the others.
Do you guys want some of this
stuff? Oh, no. Well, we'll take it with us and give it away on the show or something. That's kind of cool.
Oh, they're cool.
I'm sorry?
Oh.
No, I figured that one out yet. There's issues.
Issues?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. That's the little tool kit.
Don't you have a manual?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten that far into it.
Okay.
I just really haven't had time between working and trying to do things.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, here they come, turn 4 crew. Although one of them's getting credit for what the others did all night because they were all there. It was... I know the guy in a gray shirt just hasn't left. He's just been here all night. He probably needs a bath by now, for God's sakes, like me.
Yeah, and then, after this, we're going to go down to Lakeland to...
Well, here, I got the walk around. I'm going to do a little walking and talk.
Tomorrow night, or tonight, we have you got people here. Okay.
Well, I got him to walk up here to the tower to talk to us. What's your name, sir?
Patrick.
Patrick, who's car are you kind of pulling for, because you've been here all night?
Me, I'm hoping for the truck.
Pulling for the truck, Tommy King and the gang. All right, where are you from around here? You come to this track a lot, or you just came for this event?
Just this event.
Where are you from originally?
Michigan.
And where do you live at now in this area?
Lady Lake.
Oh, cool. Thanks for coming by, man. We're glad you hung out there all night. Glad to give you whatever we can, because that's pretty awesome that... they've actually sit, and he's been in the stands all night long. He went to the potty a few times and grabbed a bite to eat and a drink, maybe, but that was about it.
What a great party idea.
Next year, all you need, Mike, is about 1,500 of those kind of dedicated people. That's what you need.
Now,
I know it's not about the fans. Yeah, let 1,500 people show
things,
up for one.
Things like this have a way of catching on.
Yep. That's it. And if you do it every year the same
way.
You know,
one of the things about Florida that's different, everybody talks about.
Why don't you yell over me?
On message boards and stuff, people always talk about how it's different up north. And I'll tell you something that's different about Florida. In Florida, people know how to party, and they love to party, and there's an excuse for a party right here. Right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's it.
It wasn't the
Pits
last night.
But if you can get it to hit the same week every year in the same month, people will start to plan their vacation or plan their time away from home. Because that's what happens with the Winter Nationals at East Bay. People plan their entire year for their vacation,
the first time
and here they come.
I made a mistake of sending Rick. Rick always goes to the 12 hours of
Sebring. Turn that back towards you.
He always goes to the 12 hours of Sebring.
Yeah.
I sent him down there with my camera and my microphone.
Three pictures and one voice.
That battery's broken, both of them.
Yeah,
he had lots of stories, but none of them had anything to do with
Well, Rick was supposed to be here helping me out.
Yeah. Bye, Rick. We got your number, man.
I've done a 10 and a half, well, actually 11 and a half hour shift by myself, except for Scott McAllister was nice enough to help out in the early hours. He was able to stay till about 2:15 or so,
oh,
I think
good.
It was.
Yeah.
But a lot of that first of the evening, we don't have archived. We're only archiving the last two or 2.5 hours of
that's
this one just for space. We would not have had enough space to take care of it.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, every time that shuttle comes by, it seems like it's going slower. I know it probably isn't.
Well, then it could be.
It seems like it's a rubber band that's winding down.
Well, Tommy King keeps losing things. He took the hood off to make the engine run cooler, I imagine. Then he lost a fender. And I say Tommy, it could be one of the other guys in there. I think there's Slater and somebody else was in on that one. But they're on the radios with some of their crews and stuff, because I was told earlier people were listening to the 16 truck being told, hey, low, 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 and so forth. They got somebody on the low side, that kind of thing. Of course, you see you're catching some people at about 15, 20 miles an hour faster than they are, so you just got to watch out. This would be like doing a Saturday Night Live 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can always play more music. And I stuck commercials in between every piece of music, so at least it made sense.
Well, you know, it is amazing. It is amazing.
And what's really going to be amazing are the people that are going to wind up in the money. They're going to be very surprised about their diligence and perseverance paying off.
Hey, so. Tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Late afternoon.
Yeah, I think
it's going to get real loud around.
That was
here.
One thing. What time is the Triple Crown Sunday? 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So gates open at 1. 30 lap sportsman, Triple Crown race, the third leg, and a figure eight race. So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Nice 125 afternoon.
25 laps of super late model racing. Oh boy.
So, and last night you said it was Jeff.
Oh boy. And you know Jeff Schofield and Jeff Choquette put on a pretty good. They put on the show, actually. They were probably the best show during the whole race.
For a second?
They battled for 60 laps for second spot.
That's cool.
Jeff Choquette gave everything he had trying to pass Schofield. They made contact a couple times, but he didn't get around him. And he had a horrible car. And
we might want to remind everybody which Jeff actually won.
Jeff Sloan, and it was pretty cool. When he was in the winner's circle, we have this on video. We'll have it up tomorrow when we get time. Diet, yes.
Okay.
Diet soda. Yeah. Jeff Sloan talked about this is his last year in racing, and he's putting his daughter in a mini stock and.
At what track?
At DeSoto, I believe that's what he was referring to. Maybe not. I'm not sure of that, but I thought that's what he was referring to. And he's going to become the crew chief and work with her. And it was a pretty big win for Jeff Sloan. I mean, he beat some pretty good guys.
Oh yeah, those guys.
I mean,
there's a bunch of good guys in that one. Especially if you got 20 cars,
That was one of the biggest wins of Jeff's career.
I got to ask the question of all questions.
Sloan, that is.
How did Showtime Robert Yoho do?
Well, you know, Robert lived up to he was up to code. He brought out the first caution as the money
he
would, said
does.
He would.
Yeah,
he brought out the first and. Then he brought out the second caution.
Oh, well, that's Robert. Typical Robert style.
He discreetly left the track.
Oh, okay. Well, he must have had some kind of problem crop up after all that. But usually if nothing else, he'll put on a show.
Yes. Now the funny thing to me, and I know these guys are going to kill me if they hear this, but...
Oh, they will. Taylor listens.
Yoho and James Glover.
Oh yeah, well see they're
okay, now
on the same team.
These guys have raced like
on the same team,
40,000 laps against each other.
They're both on the Q Motorsports team.
Yeah,
so.
And they're both going down the back straight side by side, and they wreck.
Oh well, that would have been Robert pushing over into him, messing with him at some point. Robert would have just done that. Would have just rolled over, kind of moved over into him to give him a little nudge and mess with him, and then they got tangled up.
But yeah, that was just minor stuff. And then the only other caution was. Travis Cope lost control there for a moment.
See, now this is where Leonard McHugh has to keep an eye on those two, because they'll do that, and Robert wrecks the both of them, and then James Glover gets paid for fixing them. So he's got to keep a close rein on them, too.
Robert always shows up. He had a pretty nice-looking car, too. He's got his green car.
Yeah. He's always a lot of fun to be around. I haven't been able to be. I don't think I've seen Robert in a year and a half almost.
Yeah,
I think I ran into him one night at DeSoto, but he was busy with his car. Didn't get to talk to him very much. But I haven't seen Robert in a while.
Tell you what, Wayne Jefferson looked like he had something early. Say after about the first 25 laps, he got on his horse, and for the next 50 laps, he drove pretty strong and moved up through the field. But then I think he wore out, run out of gas.
Yeah. Well, speaking of run out of gas, I thought that's what happened last night to one of ours, but nobody I don't think has run out on the track yet. They've come close. They've spit and sputtered, and you can see them wiggling the car trying to get it back to the pit area, but they're still clicking off the laps. Well, we're only, 115 laps from that 2,000 mark.
1 hour and 4 minutes.
So I think they can do I don't know, maybe they could do 100 in an hour. I guess so, if they've got this far this fast. Tell you what, top of the hour, let's take a little breather. We'll let the folks listen to a few minutes
of music.
Yeah, because
we're so worn out.
Yeah, we'll let them listen to a little music, some of the ads from our sponsors that helped us get here. And we'll bring you more from the 12 Hours of Ocala right after. And all you folks are racing fans, too. If you're sitting in the stands at Ocala Speedway watching the 12 Hours of Ocala coming to a 30-minute conclusion here, you are a fan of racing, let me tell you. Let's see. We got 30 minutes left. That's probably, I don't know.
And a fan is
50 laps.
Yeah, the fans are starting to come up to the...
The fans better be coming out of the grandstands, out of the pit area, up to the grandstands now, because...
Out of tents.
This is the push to the finale. Somebody out there still going around in the circle, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be $5,000 richer for their efforts.
We're all down at the concession.
So, concession stand is open in the pit area, I believe. And so you're... able to get some hot food and so forth, but
next 15 minutes we're gonna have 800 people.
You know, you are gonna have special T-shirts for these guys, right? I finished the Ocala 12-hour hours of Ocala.
I completed the 12 hours of Ocala. And also, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to us on the internet, I am going to close our commercials down, and we will not have any more commercials. We will wind up with just... No, it's all going away, because I've got a plan. which is easy. I'm gonna open one back up and just put the final music to get us out of here later. But right now we are.
Can you go to the?
I'm going to work on the board. I'm doing that too, trying to do seven things, eight at once.
Jack. I always drive this poor man crazy trying to get him to do six things at one time.
Well, no, I just wanted to get all that crap out of the way, and it was probably taking up so much room in my processor that it probably wasn't helping the situation. Anyway, we will get to the message board.
Trying to do six things at one time.
We'll get to the message board and see if we can't...
stir up some stuff.
We won't put an... Well, no, we won't put an update there, because surely somebody would call back the truck and tell them what's going on. So we'll have to wait until just after the noon hour.
No, you gotta remind them to go over there and click on that link, that listen live.
Oh yeah,
link.
Listen live link. Well, hopefully it's
actually
still
Rick,
there.
Rick put a thing. Yeah.
All right, what happened? I'm just stop for a second. Hopefully we haven't lost our signal.
Okay, so the eight like street stock looking thing. He's running pretty fast. No, I mean that car.
He's in the top
five.
Well,
I'm just looking at the ones that are running fast. He's driving fast. That three is driving fast. That truck is driving fast. That red car was that bomber looking thing.
And there's the Oak Tree Motorsports machine. I was afraid that they had fallen out because they hadn't come out in a while.
The 44 there. That car's kind of taking it easy.
Yeah, he was laying it over on the wheels pretty good. Hey, a biplane coming by. They're watching us from the air. See if he circles and keeps watching. Oh, who is it? Is that the one from the Fantasy of Flight? Oh, the Air Ranch. Yep, he's flying around. He's making a turn. Everybody wave at the airplane.
Not the Red Baron, but it's the...
All you kids, get up on your on the bleachers somewhere, away from each other by about 6 or 8 feet, and start waving at the airplane. We'll see if he'll wave the wings at you. If he notices you waving both hands in the air, he will wave back at you. See if you can get his attention, and he'll wiggle the airplane back and forth.
Can't get there, huh?
Apparently not. I'm on the wireless system here at the track. They were nice enough to allow me access to that, but
they probably have Karnak blocked out.
No, it's probably just my processor won't. It, some reason it won't let me in there. I ain't gonna tell him. So, but we're still streaming. That's a good sign. Actually, let me go back to this real quick.
The 8 has a flat tire. And made contact with the wall.
Oh, man. Wow. And here comes the red.
Is that Stallnicker's car?
No, yeah, Stallnicker is still rolling. Still rolling.
Right front went down, I think.
Still rolling.
Like, and he made contact with the wall.
Got smoke coming out underneath the hood.
Oh, my. He has to come into the pits.
And that is a tire gone away.
Oh, yes.
He's trying to make it back to the pit.
Time.
And he won't cross the line and confuse the issue with scoring.
Left.
So he'll be able to make it to the pits. We'll see how fast he can get back out. Don't do it.
Oh, and we have a
wreck. Did.
Oh, the 8 crossed the track and the
44 my gosh.
Hit him. Oh, my.
The 44 had been very diligent about staying out of everybody's way. Trucking around in a circle.
Red flag is out.
The red flag comes out.
25 minutes to go.
We got 25 minutes left. Now all the excitement happens. Everybody's up to the fence checking out what's going on. We get a blown tire.
So the 8
car into the wall.
He hit the wall.
And then he trucked on around to get off the track. And I guess the idea was, well, it looks like he's going to take care of himself pretty much, get to the pits and do the regular pit stop. Because if you throw the red, you can't go do a pit stop.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So... He's made his way into the pit now that he's and the track's under
well,
red.
Basically, the 8 and the 44 tried to occupy the same space at the same time in turn one.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah, but now this is very advantageous for the 8 himself, because if he'd gone to the pits, having to change the tire and everybody else still clicking off laps could have made a big difference in his outcome. But now that the red has come out and they've stopped everybody on the track... He's still able to do his thing, get
well,
it ready, and come back out.
What's that smoking down there? That
yeah, I think
that,
the one car has got a little problem,
that,
too.
That red
he's overheated.
Car down there? Is that the one, the red one?
Yeah, I believe he is overheated, and that's the local gang.
Wow. It's a lot of activity
Cowboys.
Here in the last few minutes, huh?
So I'm not sure. Once that car cleared the track, the 44 drove off from his situation, then we might be ready to go back green. I'm not sure. The Ocala Rescue came out thinking that maybe somebody needed some help, but it looks like the 44. Oh, green's back out. There
green's
we go.
Back
How
out.
Easy is that? Oh, Tommy King gets a big hole shot. He's trying to make up a half a lap.
Now, you're assuming that he's Tommy King
van,
is actually driving that.
The van's
truck.
On two cylinders now, I do believe, because the van is not changing gears. He's got a gear problem.
You know, if that van has one
else.
Of them check engine lights, Bill,
it's been
on
for a long time.
It's on.
A long time. Everybody knows they got just 20 minutes left, so to speak. Actually, I guess, what is that, 13? How about 24? There we go. I'll catch up in a minute. 23 now. 23 minutes left in this one, because as soon as that clock goes to 12:00 noon, they are going to come to a screeching halt.
So we have another car spin out down here. Holy cow. So looks like Bill is that guy's who that guy driving the 8 car who with a Stallnaker team. They're still in the pits. They've lost at least 5 laps. Who's driving that green car down there?
We got one stalled on the infield down in the inside of turn 4. There comes the red back out, giving the 8 a few extra minutes of reprieve here. For his positioning,
who's the driver of the green car down there?
You don't know who's in the car right this moment, but it is the 60 machine, and that is the Team 60. That's what they signed up as, Team 60, and that's
okay,
Team 60.
Well, so
okay, that's
Team
how we refer
60.
To them.
Okay,
makes life so much easier. Yeah, he blew a tire right here.
He had a flat tire.
It actually looked like he nosed down, like he hit the brakes or something. And the 8, we're talking about his entry into the what I thought he was going to go to the pits. He knew he started to have a problem coming down the front stretch. And as he turned, he went busting off in there and couldn't get it to turn, of course, because the tire folded up underneath him. All right, green comes back out. The 60 makes it into the pit area. I think the 2 having a little trouble still getting up to speed.
So is that red car the Ocala boys? Is that who that is?
Yeah, the one.
Is that red car the Ocala boys?
Yeah, that's the Ocala boys and the one.
Still got an overheating problem.
And that's the 3D, the Nance team out of Tennessee, right there with him in turn 4. Then we got we'll go back around the track here. The 44 is the Burneth team, and that is the blue 44. Then we got the 74.
Looks like the 8 is coming back on the track.
Here comes the 8 back out on the track. Now he'll have
He lost about 8 laps to somebody out there. That was about
maybe 10, but he's still got to make it back around and hit the lapper before it clicks off the next lap for him, because he went across, but then he had to cut through the infield and head back to the pits, and we'll see if there's any damage done. He looks like he's taking it very gingerly into turn 4. Worried about what damage might have been done by the contact with the 44. And it looks to be cambered out pretty good, so we'll see how that'll finish. 20 minutes left, 20 minutes. All that's left in this 12 hours of Ocala run. An amazing feat of mind over matter, machine over perseverance.
The number 8 certainly isn't up to speed.
Employees over adversity. I mean, they've been here a while, because they did a regular Friday night show, then hung around for an extra 30 minutes to restart this 12 hours, which has been an awesome, awesome opportunity for us. We appreciate them letting us stumble on in here and enjoy the view. Actually kind of helped them out, hopefully, with a little bit of the announcing throughout the night, but trying to just keep people advised as to where we were in the process, not really where they were on the track. All right, looking like everybody's picking them up and putting them down.
I can't believe they're leaving right now. They spent the night here. They're leaving with 15 minutes left to go.
15 minutes left in this one, about 18 minutes, actually. And the top cars have broken through the 2,000 lap barrier. 2,000 laps on Ocala Speedway.
Which is approximately 2,000
laps.
750 miles or so.
How cool is that?
800 miles?
Well, it's got to be. It's easily.
800 miles?
It's an easy Atlanta running back.
Senor Lou is out down there doing some math with his paper. What do we got?
Oh,
okay. Now we're going to put a calculator to it.
I don't know. I can do math pretty well, but that would be like 20 laps a feature, I would think. So 2,000 would be 100 feature events.
Exactly.
100 feature events is what they just ran for 20 laps each. And I think the van actually ran 20 laps at a time. I'm just kidding. Stopped quite often once I got tired and in the middle of the night. 60's back out, though, the green bomber car built for the Enduro racing, so to speak, has still got some life in it.
So started out with almost 12 hours ago with 17 teams, and you have 8 teams still competing.
Yeah, the Tommy King truck, if it had been running that way all night long, as hard as he is right now, they'd be in a whole different position. Because
yeah.
he
slid through turn one.
They really took it nice and easy in the middle of the night, but now he's really putting the fire on it and trying to see if he can make up some distance. Taking a look, let's see. Yeah, it looks like everybody. I was looking to see if anybody was smoking or anything else weird was happening. The 44.
Yeah, the 44.
It has a little sheet metal damage. That's because the tire, I believe, is rubbing that sheet metal. But
seeing a little smoke coming off the 74 too. Of course,
for a long time tonight, that 44 and 74 were on the same exact lap, some 1,200 laps into this thing.
Well, them things burn rice, don't they?
I don't know. They're burning something. They're burning the midnight oil, keeping them in one piece. It's surely a great accomplishment for all these teams to get their vehicles to go this far, this long, and not have any problems. I'm sure that the 16 truck will all but have to pull the motor out and have it freshened.
You know, I think somebody finally won up Leroy Davidson.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? I think Mike Peters won up them.
Yeah, you're talking about his midnight stuff and
you know, just
New Year's Eve.
Crazy stuff. You know, Leroy's always been the king of crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff that Bonnie and Frank Hill came up with, boat racing and all kinds of weird stuff. School bus racing, I think they were the first ones to do it in Florida, although it was done up in Ohio and a couple other places where they heard about it. But, yeah, wonder if all the tracks next year will have a 12-hour race on it. Oh my God, please don't do that to me. Well, what can I say? 15 minutes to go. $5,000 is going to be made by somebody.
Yeah, I wonder what the gas bill would be.
I don't even want to know. I think they were buying. Your fuel was open all night, right? Oh, okay, so a lot of them are using regular old gas, huh?
Some of these vehicles have only gassed up like once, like that van. That one four-cylinder, he only gassed maybe once now.
Well, didn't see anybody run out of gas altogether.
Yeah, the three teams cruising, the 16 team is cruising.
They seem to be having a good time.
Looks like the number 8's picked up some steam. When he first come back out, he was like, you had it right, gingerly going around.
Yeah, they're still trying to clip off some laps. 16 still trying to pass as many as he possibly can to give himself an opportunity to make a move up the board.
the Ocala gang doing really good in the last 3 or 4 hours. They were helped out by the loss of the 0-2. Now working on the 74 in turn four.
Yeah, it's a nice racetrack. Great grandstands.
Yeah, you can actually see most all the track pretty easy. I don't know if there's any spots where you're kind of hung out to dry in one area or not, but it doesn't look like it.
And the lighting here is at night is really, really...
Oh, yeah, you can't beat those.
Yeah.
Is that called the Musco lighting?
Yeah.
I know it's from a different company nowadays, but same basic idea.
East Bay Raceway, short tracks, this is certainly got the best lighting. East Bay's got good lighting, too.
Yeah, East Bay, I found that I never even had to hardly use a flash on the camera, you know.
Exactly.
Wow. Seems almost anticlimactic to be within the last 10 minutes here or so, 12. And I've been here 12 hours. Actually, an hour before that, so I've been here almost 13 or 14. But
the one team just went off the
the one went in for one last crew change. One Ocala boys going in for one last opportunity to change out. It might have overheated because remember when we stopped, it had a lot of steam coming out of it. So hopefully that didn't bite him or her and send them to the pit area. I am just overly impressed if everybody that comes out of the Tennessee area where this 3B comes from can run this hard, this long. They got some bodacious racers up there. Because I don't know if he had to talk his girlfriend or wife into it, find a jumpsuit that would fit her. But the way she handles a car, I think she's been at it a while. It's not like her first time out when you go to team racing. Awesome display of teamwork and trying to put another lap on the 8 machine.
Is that Decatur Auto sponsoring that car on that? Where are they from in Tennessee?
Oh, I don't got the little name. Somebody might know. Remember what the little name in the town was from Tennessee? You said it once, and I can't remember what it was.
Decatur.
Oh, it is Decatur, Tennessee?
Oh.
Well, okay. That was simple.
Decatur, Tennessee, Decatur Auto Sales.
There's a Decatur, Alabama, a Decatur,
Georgia.
North
Dakota. One in Georgia, too.
All right, watch them. See, they kind of pull up in traffic. They slow down, hit the brakes a little bit, come out of turn four, wait for the opportunity, and bust a rhyme on the outside. Get up a little momentum. Now, coming back towards four. Oh, one's back out. Yep. Run down into four. Now, turn four has always been very difficult for most folks that come here for the first time, but the three has really picked up on that little turn. Maybe their home track has got the same deviant backstretch that kind of bows out into the next county before it comes back. Wow. 10 minutes. There are 10 minutes left in this race. Don't know if I can watch it close enough and find out if we can count it down almost to know when the clock's going to change. But you can bet everybody's attention will be on that clock. And when the red light comes on, the cars stop exactly where they are on the track. And then we just bring the crews to the front stretch, is what my understanding is.
And I'll wave the checkered flag, indicating the race is officially over.
Yep. Well.
And then we'll start planning for next year's 12
hours. Yeah. He says they'll wave the checkered flag, the race will be over, and we'll start planning for next year. Give me a day to rest before you call me, okay?
I think next year we'll have them go through the pits, too.
Well, if you use the front X, would be good, just as part of it.
Keep
far enough away from each other.
Probably another 18 laps or so.
Have all your trucks on the front stretch, and that way they're out of the way. Or use the back stretch. I guess the back one would be even worse.
It's a fun idea, but nobody's willing to try it. I wanted to, you know, we do a lot of figure eight stuff.
Figure eight?
I wanted to put a dirt jump.
Oh, in the middle?
The cars jumped across the X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Driving through it.
No, I think
stick to the X. These guys took 25 years to learn to look at an X, to look at the sky, and then the X wouldn't work out too well. Holy smokes. If you got to go tinkle, go now, because you don't want to miss the 12 o'clock hour. Sorry if I caught the line at the bathroom. That's right. Be in there going, oh, no, it just ended.
Jack Smith drove all the way to witness the final hour.
Yeah. I want to thank the fine folks at Ford of Ocala to help them make things happen. Also want to thank, of course, all the drivers and teams that made this possible and put up with this crazy idea. Dayton Andrews Dodge, got to thank those guys, Q Motorsports, Evergreen Construction Development Company, and, of course, Karnak.com, Short Track America. We were glad to come up and do it, even though it has been a chore. We have enjoyed
it. A challenge.
Yes, a challenge. Tommy King, whoa, he just decided to go outside of that van. He was going to go inside. Those kind of changes will get your attention. He's back. Our statistician cannot wait to get to bed. He's about a French fry short of going crazy. I don't know. I think the two should maybe just pull in the infield and wait, and then pull out whenever we throw the red and be on the front stretch picture.
We're going to time him this time, okay? So there you go.
She's waving. She's giving the wave.
The two is off the track.
I heard him say something about going tinkle, and I just have to go now. Well, sorry. Just me being funny.
You think Tommy King
was
trying to qualify?
He may not think it was so funny that I said it was
going. You think he was trying to qualify to put that truck on the pole?
Actually, he's probably turned some laps. I'm
telling you.
It's hard to see. You got to slide the statistician can find out what his laps have been lately. But he is turning some faster laps than he had in the past.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That could be a pretty ballpark here this time around.
Uh-oh. Hey, Robin's racing. Oh, look, the four-cylinder took offense to that. He just sped up. And that'll get you by big V8.
Yeah, it's about 20.
Yeah, you know, they've been running about 19 and a half.
Yeah.
All right, 6 minutes left. They are cranking them at 20 seconds a lap. That's about 18 more laps. All right, now we're 5 minutes, 15 laps. Let's just watch in silence.
You get the sense something here is going to happen.
Something big is going to happen. That's going to be the shocker with who's actually won this thing. I think everybody's going to be surprised. And let's see. 16, trying to work through one more set of traffic. He's still got a couple more good laps left in him. I hope they put out the report of every hour they've tracked where the cars were in position and laps. And I hope they make a report out of that and put it up somewhere for all the racers to see, because they'll be surprised at how the things changed about 6 o'clock in the morning. There were several people within 15 laps of the lead. Several. And things started to change just after that as they started to have a few problems and maybe the drivers were getting a little more tired. I'm amazed at how many laps you can do in 12 hours on a 3/8 mile oval. And having to stop, plus having a couple of reds. They probably lost a good 50 laps. Hey, the minivan's back out. MPV. The rice burner and minivan still going. Still going. Paint an Ever-Ready battery bunny on the side of it next year. Just keeps going. Three minutes, you're in final jeopardy. 3 minutes, this is it. Drive it home. Put it on the trailer. Put it in victory lane or put it on the trailer is kind of like the way it works out. People start to actually get excited. If you're in the pit area, come to the track. It's about to end and you really don't want to miss the final few laps of it. If you're in the grandstand area and you're not standing up and really getting into it, you probably should. It's a great exercise program, plus you have been witness to history, the first 12 hours of Ocala. No matter who does it, anywhere else in the country, Ocala did it first. And you are part of that. That's basically the reason we're here. We figured, hey, that sounds goofy enough. It'll be the first one to do it, and we might as well be part of it. Why do I feel like the 60 will put the headlights and taillights back in and drive that home?
I don't know. The 44 has a license plate on this.
Does he? Somebody just said the 44, the blue 44, still has the license plate on the back of it. No, it's gone. He took it off. Oh, that's probably the debris. Oh, the 74 does have it. The 74 has it. 74 has it. 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. 60 seconds to eternity. 60 seconds. And they are getting ready to flip the little red switch. Wow. 12 hours. Unbelievable. We'll make some 2,050 laps. If you added everybody's laps together, we've made probably 15,000 laps around the track. 12 o'clock, red flag is out. Bring them to a stop. If you can get the brakes to work. Yeah, that won't matter at this point, I don't think, but... How about it, ladies and gentlemen, now that they're shutting them down, let them know how you feel about it. How awesome is that? Yeah, he can... He's going to move it forward, no steering, who cares? That's good. That'll give us room to get down there. Let these drivers get out. Teams, you're invited to the front stretch. Join your teammates.
The guy right there is team 1. He just got up.
And we will let you bring maybe a bottle of water out to these final drivers, that kind of thing, because I'm sure they're a little...
No, he's a wild man, dude.
They're a little...
Oh, yeah, it's Jeremy.
Jeremy Gershner getting out. He's just glad he finished. I'll go down and get a brief word with some of those, but we'll... Wow. Holy cow! 12 hours! 12 hours! Tommy King, Jeremy Gershner down here, they are wore out, but unbelievable. Check it out! The only bomber in the class, she may be smoking, but she's still running at the end. Make sure we get them all stopped or we can chat with them, because, wow,
How about a huge, huge round of applause for our friends from Tennessee that drove down to join us? They did a heck of a job with that little car. Get them all back around here near the front stretch, and then we'll start to go through the lineup. Transponders are on the back of the car, so as long as that's not hanging over the wire, it ain't really doing anything. So they still got to just do the printouts and stuff upstairs. But wow! How many of you thought it would just never end? I can imagine.
Look at Larry.
Everybody that drove in this race, please raise your hand so that you can be notified that. How about a big round of applause while they keep their hands in here? How cool was this? 12 hours. Some of these drivers probably doing 4 or 5 hours individually. Amazing thing has happened, and you are part of history. Nobody in the world can say they did a 12-hour race at a local Saturday night short track, but Ocala Speedway. A big round of applause for all the officials and the track owners as they have made it happen. They said they would, and they did it. And it's going to be a wild one. All right, we're going to go from the listing. We're going to go from the bottom up, I believe, so I'll turn it back over to Mike.
Hey, guys, what can you say? You guys made it happen. And we really appreciate it. I just want everybody to know, you guys know there can only be one winner, but all you guys are winners in my book. You dug it out. 12 hours, man. I'm going to read the finishing order in reverse order, okay? Starting with 16th place, car number 87, completed 66 laps, Team U-Hog. 15th position, car number 65, completed 72 laps, and Team Toe. 14th position, car number 77, 180 laps, Team Barup. 13th position, 8X, 194 laps, God Wisen. Position 12, 77X, 459 laps, Last Minute Racing. Position 11, car number 98, 514 laps, Last Minute Racing. Oops. Position 10 is 2 Minivan, and it's right around 1,200. For some reason it's not on here, but we have it. Position 9, 02, 1,403 laps, Baker Racing. Position number 8, car number 44, 1,646 laps, Bernath Racing. Position 7, car number 60, 1,666 laps, Randall Grief. Position 6, car number 1, 1,700 laps, Ocala Boys. Position number 5, car number 74, 1,714 laps, Oak Tree Motorsports. Position 4, 1,787 laps, car number 15, Strozall and Durbin. Position number 3, 1,980 laps, car number 16, the Thrashers. I'm going to announce who the winner is next, and then obviously the second place car will be behind him. The winner of the race completed 2,050 laps. The second place car completed 2,012 laps. Before I say who the top two cars are, Our transponder system, thanks to AMB, was flawless for 12 hours without a hiccup. No questions asked. It performed excellent. Your winner is car number 8. Stahlnecker Batson. And we're not going to leave out car 3D all the way from Tennessee, Nance Racing.
Wow. How cool is that? Let's get over here and get our winners together first. Now, you had 3 co-drivers, correct? 3 of you? Come on over. Let me talk to you a minute. Who did the most co-driving? Was there anybody that had more than 4 hours? Or
did the worst driving. He had the worst part of the car. So.
Were you in the cockpit whenever you had the tire go out?
Actually, we had a ball joint come loose.
Wow. A ball joint actually fell out from underneath it.
Yeah, the whole right front suspension just fell out.
Well, that'll get you all them laps. 2,050. Did you think this car would do that many laps?
I knew the car would do it. I just didn't know I was going to drive the wheels off of it.
There you go. I tell you what, that was an awesome display, and you kept enough speed up to get the laps quick enough to make it a little difficult for the other guys to catch you. Yet, for a long time, almost up to about 6:30 in the morning, when you would go take a pit stop, you would be overcome by the 15 car. And for a long time, it went back and forth that way. They would go do their pit stop. You'd get back in the lead by 6 or 8 laps. And that went on for a long time until apparently they went in the pits, had a driver change or something, and slowed them up a little more. And then you kind of got out the lead and stayed there. But amazing, amazing run. You are $5,000 richer as a team. Congratulations.
I tell you, that 15 car, it doesn't ever run out of gas. I think it's solar powered.
I think all your sponsors.
Yeah, we'll let him thank the sponsors.
We got to thank Easy Shines for lettering the car and sponsoring tires, Central Florida Repair and Services, 4C's Chassis for building this car, make it last this long. He's a very good chassis man. DBS Transportation, my dad, my uncle, my brother, everyone has put effort into this car.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big round of applause? They are the official first winner ever of the 12 Hours of Ocala. Amazing run. Now, up the hill here, we've got an amazing story in itself. Where's my driver? Oh, he ain't even got out of the car yet. He's so tired. These folks, I don't know where you saw it at. How did you hear about this race?
He heard it.
He heard it. Come here. Who's he?
Stacy Wright.
Stacy Wright. Where were you at? How did you hear about this 12-hour race they were doing down south?
Over the internet. I know where all the big races are.
There you go. All right. He knows how to use a good search engine. So what did you think? What did they think when you came to them and said, hey, listen, they're having this 12-hour race down south in Ocala. How about we go down there?
You have to ask him. He's the owner of it.
Come here. Come on around. Because you guys are out of, what's the town in Tennessee you're out of?
Decatur, Tennessee.
Decatur, Tennessee. So now you are probably 400 miles, maybe a little better?
Yeah, 600.
600? And you drove all the way down here to get into this race. Did you think when you got here and saw what was racing that you had that good of a chance at, you know, actually being there in the end and actually having a chance to win $5,000?
Sure did. We wouldn't have come if we didn't think we could win.
Did you think about gas mileage and all the things your car could do and that kind of stuff?
I thought we'd win it with the gas mileage.
Oh, there you go. What track are you from? What's the home track?
Cleveland, Tennessee. We have several right around Decatur up there. We have Spring City and Sweetwater and Crossville. They have several tracks up there. They're all dirt tracks. So this first asphalt track we ever run on. This is
holy cow!
There you go.
The first asphalt you guys have ever run on?
Yeah, we come down here with a new set of tires. They told us it was crazy.
I tell you what, you made it work. Is that the same set of tires all night?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I thought maybe you changed them a couple times. You're going to go back. You're going to go back and really be 8 tires. You're going to go back and have some bragging rights at Decatur and especially Crossville. Make sure you go to Al Varnador. He's the guy that owns East Bay down south of here, and he just bought into Crossville. Make sure you go tell him that Bill Green said you guys could win just about anything he's got going. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? They came all the way down from Tennessee. They take second place, and they wind up getting a big chunk of change. Then I think third was the 16, if I'm not mistaken. Don't get me wrong. That's right? That's what he said? Okay. Now, if you had run all night like Tommy ran the last half hour and 45 minutes or so, you'd have had it made. You guys kind of had Tommy King, ladies and gentlemen, one of the racers here in Central Florida. A lot of folks know he's done a lot of racing.
Did you think you'd do this well with a truck?
I know our maintenance is good, so I figured if the transmission held up, that's who I want to thank. JW Transmissions, they build one hell of an automatic transmission. My dad said it wouldn't make it. they're having doubts about this 200-lap race coming up, but I think we just proved that
point.
This... Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a lot of laps, man, and a lot of laps. Now, did you have some kind of plan going in? Because I saw that when the race first started, you guys took it pretty easy. You stayed up high, out of the way, just got to knock off some laps, keep the hours going by. At that point, but then right here at the end, you really were banging it and trying to get through there and get up as much steam as you could.
Yeah, we found out about this race, unfortunately, I think it was yesterday morning or the day before. We bought all the junkyard tires they had at budget, and if you noticed early on, we went through some right fronts. They wouldn't hold together. We pushed it. It bust the right front. I want to thank Ronville Plumbing, 1-407-PLUMBER, if you need some plumbing work. He came in and saved the day there at the end, bought us some tires. If we'd have planned for this and had some new rubber on throughout, there's no doubt we'd have won this
thing. Well, now, the guy from Tennessee saw it on the Internet weeks ago. Where you been?
Evidently not on the Internet. Someone else told me they've been writing bad stuff about me on there. So y'all cut that out.
Oh, no. Everybody loves Tommy. Well, congratulations. Let me know who the rest of the team is that drove.
The drivers were Gary Terry and Derek Slade. They work with me at the Rich Petty Driving Experience. Big thank you to Preston Mitchell. He pretty much dedicated his life to this thing for the past 24 hours. I don't even know how many hours we've been working straight.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You guys just found out about
it. We showed up late, was it yesterday or last night? So we barely made it here. Thanks a lot, Preston. And appreciate Vail and all the kids here. I think they're going to Lakeland to run the truck thing. Appreciate them all coming out.
There you go. Go for it. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, 12 hours of racing. We still had 9 out of 16 vehicles that started running at the end. An amazing display. Where's 4th and 5th?
I want to do
something. Oh, okay. Hang on. I'm going to give this over to Lou. Lou's got some things to talk about. But how about a big round of applause for all of our 12-hour of Ocala racers?
Hold both those together.
One thing I want to do is I want to get a picture of all three of you winners together later. Right now, I'd like to know who had the most seat time. What one driver had the most seat time? I want to get that down. How many hours? 6.5. 8.5. I want to get your name. 8.5. What's your name? Randall Graves. Randall.
Fires Randall Grief. It's my 60th birthday today, so I thought I'd start it with a green flag.
Right.
60 years old. All right. Who said they had more?
Y'all have more hours? 7.5
7.5. Oh, it's not quite 8.5. All right. Next thing is I want to know who used the less tires. How'd y'all do? All right, we have a one tire change over here in number 60.
Two right sides.
No tires now. No tires right here. Car number 1, the Ocala boys. No tire changes. How about that?
Forgot the lug wrench.
Forgot the lug wrench. And the other thing I want to know is who made the less gas trips to the tank? 3 right here. 3, they ran out. Anybody less than 3? All right, 3 tanks of gas, guys. That's awesome. And these guys complain to me. They want me to give them extra gas and a 50-lapper, man. Woo!
I'll sign off the Internet, and I'll get back to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for listening on ShortTrackAmerica1.com. If you go home or want to call your family anywhere in the United States, go to ShortTrackAmerica1.com, and you can hear the last 2 hours of this race. We'll probably whittle it down to maybe a good hour of information and all of these festivities after the race live on the Internet, probably by about, give us till Monday morning. We are going to get some sleep at some point here because we have been up all night long. For everybody at Karnak.com and Short Track America, along with Dayton Andrews Dodge, Q Auto and Injury Attorneys, and Evergreen Development, we want to thank you for letting us come in and be part of this festive and historic run
of 12 hours. One more time for all the racers and the fans, a big round of applause for Ocala Speedway.
Thank you, everybody. If y'all three winners would get over here for a picture, I'd appreciate it very much. Pay window will be open in about 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. 15, 20 minutes. Appreciate y'all.
Just remind them that the cars are out here and the kids are still
out here. Hey, don't forget, we got people on the track with your cars. If you just wait just a minute, we'll get some pictures over with, and then we'll get everybody off the track, and then we can move our cars. Thank you. We need the transponders after the race or $350, please. Everybody please get off the track except everybody off the track.